Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the Entertaining Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministry. I'm so delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast by studying the Word of God. I just give God all the praise and glory on today. I magnify his holy name, hallelujah, today. We're going to just have a short devotion tonight so we can get ready. We don't have a whole lot on tonight, but what we do have, we're going to do for the Lord. I just thank and praise God on today. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hands are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. For he is our God, and we are his people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation and as in the days of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work, 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, they should not enter into my rest. I have just read you Psalms 95 in its entirety. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word.
Jesus, oh,
trust Him more. Jesus, how I trust Him.
Lord, I come humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive me for every, forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the name of Jesus. Lord, I confess tonight and I repent. I ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Father. Lord, we come tonight, God, just giving you all the praise and glory. Just magnifying your holy name more tonight, God. We just come thanking you, God, for this Bible class, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on tonight, Father. I have no power, no knowledge, nothing of myself. It's all about you, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you on tonight to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover every member of the End Time Men, Women of War, the prayer room ministry, and the Life Support Outreach Church. Cover them now in the shed blood of Jesus. Encamp angels all around about them to protect them, God, from all hurt, harm, or danger on tonight. I'm asking you right now, God, to bind the strong man tonight. Bind up the strong man from our lives and from this radio broadcast. I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every evil spirit, every demon on assignment, every incubus, every succubus, every spirit spouse, every sex demon, every marriage-breaking spirit, I bind on tonight. I cast them out, and I command them to go in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you right now for this opportunity to study your word, God. I'm asking you to let your anointing just cover us. Let your anointing, God, just flow tonight. Let your power fall tonight, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we give you glory tonight. We ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 And praise the Lord, everybody. For Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the life support, Outreach Church, and our prayer room ministry. And we're going to get ready to read this evening. We don't have but three questions in both from both chapters. Amen. Let me chapter 17. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers, of all of their princes, according to the house of their fathers, 12 rods. Write thou every man's name upon his rod, and thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi. For one rod shall be for the head of the house of their fathers, and thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation before the testimony where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod whom I shall choose shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me the murmuring of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And Moses spake unto the children of Israel, and every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece, one according to their father's house, even 12 rods. And the rod of Aaron was among their rods. And Moses laid up the rod before the Lord in the tabernacle of the witness. And it came to pass that on the morrow, Moses went up into the tabernacle of the witness. And behold, the rod of Aaron for the house of Levi was budded, both forth buds and bloomed, blossomed, and yielded almonds. And Moses brought out all the rods from before the Lord unto all the children of Israel, and they looked and took every man his rod. And the Lord said unto Moses, bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony to be kept for a token against the rebels. And thou shalt quite take away their murmuring from me, that they die not. And Moses did so as the Lord commanded him. So did he. And the children of Israel unto Moses, saying, behold, we die, we perish, we all perish. Whosoever cometh in anything near unto the tabernacle of the Lord shall die. Shall we be consumed with dying? Amen.
Chapter 18. And the Lord said unto Aaron, thou and thy sons of thy father's house, of thy father's house, with thee shall bear the iniquity of the sanctuary, and thou and thy sons with thee shall bear the iniquity of your priesthood, and thy brethren also of the tribe of Levi, the tribe of thy father, bring thou with thee, that they may be joined unto thee and minister unto thee. But thou and thy sons with thee shall minister before the tabernacle of the witness. And they shall keep thy charge and the charge of all the tabernacle. Only they shall not come nigh the vessel of the sanctuary, and the altar, that neither they nor ye also die, and they shall be joined unto thee, and keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation. For all the servants of the tabernacle and a stranger shall not come nigh unto you. And ye shall keep the charge of the sanctuary and the charge of the altar, that there be no wrath any more upon the children of Israel. And I, behold, I have taken your brethren, the Levites, from among the children of Israel to you. They are given as a gift for the Lord to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Therefore, thou and thy sons with thee shall keep your priest's office for everything the altar, for everything of the altar and within the veil, and ye shall serve. I have given your priest's office unto you as a service of gift, and the stranger that cometh nigh shall not be put to death. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, behold, I also have given thee the charge of my heave offering of all the hollow things of the children of Israel. Unto thee have I given them by reason of the anointing, and to thy sons by ordinance forever. This shall be thine of the most holy things reserved from the fire, every oblation of theirs, every meat offering of theirs, and every sin offering of theirs, and every trespass offering of theirs, which they shall render unto me, shall be most holy for thee and for thy sons. In the most holy place shalt thou eat it. Every male shall eat it. It shall be holy unto thee. And this is thine, the heave offering of their gift, with all the wave offerings of the children of Israel. I have given them unto thee, and to thy sons, and to thy daughters with thee, by a statute forever. Everyone that is clean in thy house shall eat of thee. All the best of the oil, and all the best of the wine, and of the wheat, the first fruit of them which they shall offer unto the Lord, them have I given thee. Whatsoever is first ripe in the land, which they shall bring unto the Lord, shall be thine. Everyone that is clean in thy house shall eat of thee. Everything devoted in Israel shall be thine. Everything that openeth the matrix in all flesh, which they bring unto the Lord, whether it be one man of beasts, shall be thine. Nevertheless, the firstborn of men shalt thou surely redeem, and the firstling of unclean beasts shalt thou redeem. And this and those that are to be redeemed from a month old shalt thou redeem, according to thine estimation, for the money of 5 shekels. After the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. But the firstling of a cow, or the firstling of a sheep, or the firstling of a goat, thou shalt not redeem. They are holy. Thou shalt sprinkle their blood unto the altar, and shalt burn their fat for an offering made by fire for a sweet savor unto the Lord. And the flesh of them shall be thine, and the wave breast, and as the right shoulder are thine. All the heave offerings of the holy things which the children of Israel offer unto the Lord have I given thee, and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, by a statute forever. It is a covenant of salt forever before the Lord unto thee and to thy seed with thee. And the Lord spake unto Aaron, thou shalt have no inheritance in their land, neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am thy part and thine inheritance among the children of Israel. And behold, I have given the children of Levi all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance, service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation. Neither must the children of Israel henceforth come nigh the tabernacle of the congregation, lest they burst in and die. But the Levites shall do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generation, that among the children of Israel they have no inheritance. But the tithes of the children of Israel, which they offer as a heave offering unto the Lord, I have given to the Levites to inherit, before I have said unto them, among the children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, thus speak unto the Levites, and say unto them, when ye take of the children of Israel the tithe which I have given you from them for your inheritance, then ye shall offer up a heave offering of it for the Lord, even the tenth part of the tithe. And this your heave offering shall be reckoned unto you as though it were the corn of the threshing floor, and as the fullness of the winepress. Thus ye also shall offer a heave offering unto the Lord of all your tithes, which ye receive of the children of Israel, and ye shall give therefore the Lord's heave offering to Aaron the priest. Out of all your gifts ye shall offer every heave offering of the Lord, of all the best thereof, even the hallowed thereof out of it. Therefore thou shalt say unto them, when ye have heaved the best thereof from it, then it shall be counted unto the Levites as the increase of the threshing floor and as the increase of the winepress. And ye shall eat it in every place, ye and your households, for it is your reward for your service in the tabernacle of the congregation. And ye shall bear no sin by reason of it. When ye have heaved from it the best of it, neither shall ye pollute the holy things of the children of Israel, lest ye die. Amen.
Let's get to these three questions, I tell you. We got three little old questions. In chapter 17, it says, for the rod being placed in front of the tabernacle. What was the purpose of that in chapter 17?
Is it verse 3 and 4? And thou shalt write Aaron's name upon the rod of Levi.
Five.
Okay, and it came, and it shall come to pass that the man's bride, whom I shall choose, shall blossom, and I will make to cease from the murmuring of the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. Keep going.
No, and that's good, because that's good, because it's the one which budded would be the person God had chosen to serve between him and the Israelites. So that's what he was saying. He explained it in 3 and 4, I think. But it was the one whose rod was bud. He would be the one that had to stand in the gap. He would be the one that he's just the priest, Aaron, whose rod that was. And he would go back and forth from God, from the tabernacle of the congregation to God, back and forth to the children of Israel, back and forth, and trying to get them to do what God told them to do. That's what that was about. That was why he did that. Okay, chapter, and that's all it was. That's the only question in chapter 17, but I have some more things I'm just going to read to you. But chapter 18, it says, what did God want to do with all of the heave offerings? What did he want to do with them? All of them, all of the heave offerings, all of the offerings would be for the use of the Levites. It would be their inheritance from the Lord. That's just like, you know, all of the pastors or whoever, the Levites were priests. And he was telling the Israelites, when you bring your offering, your heave offering and stuff, you have to give it to the Aaron. Give it to Aaron. He'll know just what to do. What were the Levites to tie to God? What was they supposed to tie to God, the Levites?
Was it the 10%? A 10?
A what? A 10?
A 10.
Okay. I'm trying to find, I'm trying to look it up now. Yeah, it's a tenth, but it's all, it's all that they receive will go, well, all that they receive will go to the priest. That's what it says in verse
right.
28 and verse 29, verse 20, in chapter 18. He says, because that's what we tied today is the 10. But he talking about specifically to the priest.
The Levite.
Thus you also shall offer a heave offering unto the Lord of all your tithes, of all your tithes, which you receive of the children of Israel, and ye shall give thereof the Lord's heave offering to Aaron the priest. Out of all of your gifts, ye shall offer every heave offering of the Lord, of all the best thereof, even the hollow parts thereof, out of it. He wanted all
Can
of it to go
22?
To the priest. Yeah.
Okay, you say, thus speak unto the Levites, and say unto them, when ye take of the children of Israel the tithe, which I have given you from them for your inheritance, then you shall offer up an heave offering of it for the Lord, and even a tenth part of the tithe.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I said. That was right. The tenth, because we tithe the tenth today. But he said even a tenth part, but he also was saying all of it. He said all of it, and he said this year your heave offering shall be reckoned unto you as though it were the corn of the threshing floor. I'm not saying, thus ye also shall offer a heave offering unto the Lord of all your tithes, not just the tenth part, but all your tithes. So, and I guess at that time, maybe the priest needed it. I don't know what it was. But.
Well, basically the priest, once they gave it to the priest, it basically belonged to the priest and was considered holy.
Yeah.
So nobody basically used the money or used the tithe but the priest's family. And I mean, it shows just basically the obligations that the Israelites to give was far more than just about the tithe. You get what I'm saying? So,
right.
You know, and it's basically talking about the Levites and how, you know, they were to learn to give.
Okay.
And you get what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I got out of it anyway.
Well, and that's a good thing because even today, if you don't learn to help somebody and bless somebody,
that's right.
Without always got your hands stuck out. I need this back. All that. No. When God opened a door for you, just like he opened this door to give or be a blessing to somebody, you can't keep saying, okay, I'm going to give it to you, but I want it back. No, you can't always do that. You cannot.
No.
But when you, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say in these verses here, the question that you asked, that's basically talking about how we all need to learn how to be givers, because God is a giver.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
yes,
by us learning how to give, it's transforming us into the image of Jesus. So we got to learn
that's
as
right.
well. You know what I'm saying? It's nothing that's going to turn overnight, especially if you wasn't properly taught or strayed from it. You need to be relearned. You know what I'm saying? So, and I mean, that's these verses, that's what they basically talking about when it's talking about the Levites and them giving to the priest. So, and how that's
all. Yeah. Absolutely. You can't be nothing but blessed when you give and help people. You can't. I'm just telling you, it's a joy to be able to bless the people of God, even if they don't even know God. God see your heart and what you trying to do, and he going to bless you anyway. So that's why, you know, it probably took a whole lot for them to give all of their offerings to the priest. That's just like taking all of y'all offering gifts to me, you know, or give to your pastor. You know, you might want to do this or you might want to do that. But he said, no, he said, even the 10th part that you're supposed to give. He said, I want the 10th part, you to give the 10th part and all of your offering. And I know he did that and said that because of the service Aaron does for him. Because he a priest. And when you are in leadership, you doing a service for God. You're a messenger for God. So that's I like that. Because if you just follow those instructions, you know, God going to bless you. And you're going to learn to bless others. When you see somebody, like I said before, in line at the gas station, they count up pennies. If you got $5 or $10, you'd be like, you need to be saying, look, let me pay for her gas or his gas or whoever it is. Let me pay for it. Give her $10 worth. Give her $15. Whatever, but just be a blessing if you can. You know, we're not putting anyone up under trying to make anyone do anything. But I'm telling you, if you would bless somebody, it's coming right back. It may not come the way you gave it, but it's coming back, and you're going to know it. God going to let you know it. Mm-hmm. So it's a blessed thing for that to do that. So in chapter 18, it's the same thing. We still talking about these offerings. It's a good thing, and we've answered those questions, but let me just read a little out of the commentary, because it's a good thing, and I find it to help when you can give not just to your family, but to somebody you don't know, to somebody you don't like, but they need, and you give it to them, God going to bless your socks up. Believe me, because you sacrifice for somebody you know that don't like you and you don't care that much for them, or somebody you haven't never seen before. This God I'm talking about, because he made us all. He created everything. So he feel like them last two commandments, you know, love your neighbor as yourself. I've had the privilege of doing just what I told y'all about the gasoline, you know, and it was just a blessing to be able to bless somebody. And believe me, when I paid for their gas, somebody said, well, I can't let you know. And somebody said, well, you can pay for my coffee. I said, put your coffee on there. No, I was just saying, no, put the coffee on there. So by the time I got through paying for that, he was coming back in saying, I ain't finna let you all do me. He was a person that made CDs. He brought me in about 5 CDs. This is how God works, and this is how you want to appear to people. You want it to snowball. You want it to be able to just reciprocate, just keep on going. Somebody bless you. You bless somebody. That person bless somebody. That's how we have to do. When somebody in need, you got it, and you don't want to do it, that's going to be between you and God. That's going to be between you and God. Because when God opens the door for you to bless or give your offering to whoever it is, I ain't speaking on myself, but whoever it is, that's what he intends for you to do. And I know for myself, God will tell you. He'll tell you because he's told me many a time. Got to do it. And I'm not saying for the priest, but I'm just saying to help somebody that serve God. And even if they don't, if God opened the door, this is what you need to do. You know, it's time out for being selfish. It's time out for not keeping this word, and it's right here in front of us. We've got to keep this word. I don't care if it's just $2. You see somebody, and I know all of us, you know, good at that. You see somebody in need. You need the help. Just like this furniture, and I'm studying, God bless them, where they study sending, bringing furniture to us, to the ministry, so we can help somebody. You think I ain't going to help them? No, I may not be able to buy furniture to help them. But if just like they did, they donated it to the ministry, I'm going to donate it. We're going to give it to whoever needs it. We're not going to say, well, you know, you live in this house and you pay $600 a month and all this. I don't care what they get. I don't care. If they have children, if FEMA didn't help them like they should and they still need help, I'm going to help them with this furniture. I have TVs and everything God blessed me with just to help somebody. Do you know how many people is in need today? Honey, when I tell you it's a blessing to be able to help somebody, and I ain't bragging and boasting because it ain't about me. It's about God being able to send us out to help his people. That's what it's about. So I'm going to read a little bit.
Basically, what I wanted to say behind it, I want to kind of piggyback off of what you were saying, because you are my mother, and I think I have a stronger trait in that. The thing about it is how you know that it's really of God, because, you know, you can give and forget you done gave. And then when your season come where God want to bless you, and then people start to remind you of what you did for them, and you like, well, I mean, you needed it, so I gave it to you. So
yeah.
Giving, it's deep, because you got to have a heart for that. You know what I'm saying? It's very deep, because it's a connection to God, and that's what people don't understand. It's very connected to God when you give. And, I mean, if you don't know how to give, just the little things. Start with the little things, like going to McDonald's and paying for the car behind you. And that's how I started.
Yep.
And my mama could testify to that. After she was like 10 or 15 kids in a van or something like that, and I can hear the lady on the next aisle at McDonald's talking about it. Well, we don't have enough money for that. And she was talking, well, y'all sit down and all of this. They was frustrating and stuff. And I was just asking God if I can just get a book, just hurry up and get my order so I can be in front of her. And end up, it was a car in between us. So I specifically paid for that because I didn't know what the car behind me had. Normally people do the cars behind them. And I said, Lord, I just want to bless her, you know, because if she, you know, some people don't have it. So at least she's trying. and she was at McDonald's.
Yeah.
And my thing of it is, I bless her socks off. The little kids, I can just see their faces and all of that. And
mm-hmm.
What, Mama, we got us a free meal. I can hear them talking. The windows was down. And you just have to start with a little bit. Because soon after I did that, somebody paid for Journey Fries. She had two of them. They paid for her fries the next day. So tell me what God, and most people don't understand. I be at McDonald's almost every day. But the thing about it is, you know, me get my routine, and when you pull up to a window and they tell you, ma'am, your stuff been paid for, that is joy. When even if you have it, it's joy that somebody would think about you just a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Being that seat right there, that's a connection to God. Because on each end, you're being blessed. And you just don't know the extent of your blessing. Just start off with a little bit, and I promise you, your life will be blessed tremendously.
Yeah.
When I say it, be blessed tremendously. And I mean, I'm sitting in the car where God said, Mimi, you need to do better. And I'm like, well, God, what you mean by that? You need to do better. Credit messed up. Couldn't do nothing with it. I was trying to try something, and God just told me, do better. And I start doing better. I'm talking about with bad credit. I start doing better. I got stop thinking about me and start thinking about him and what he would do in most situations. And
that's
giving. So ask me, is what I'm sitting in mine with my name on it? God give it to you, baby. He will give it to you.
Yes,
and I ain't trying to boast like my mother said or brag about none. I'm just trying to brag about the blessings and the goodness of Jesus and how he'll bring bread to your doorstep.
Yes.
Miss McKinney, why do you want to pick up your gift for your new car? It's just a little thing. I didn't think I would get it. But God said, it's me who gave it to you. This how you don't know that I blessed you.
Yes, Lord.
You can go ahead. I'm sorry, prophetess. I just had to go ahead and do a testimony with a miracle up in there.
Yeah.
You know, because people need to understand they got to start somewhere. You know, they got to start somewhere. So I'll just thank you for just raising me and my sister where we can give and give freely.
Yeah. That's right, because both of them give. Yeah, you're welcome. But, you know, the God is good. God is good. And like I said, we just need to know that when God opens up, we'll say, well, ain't nobody, I'll never be around people that need and all this. All you got to do is say, Lord, I want to bless somebody. He will open the door. You just got to do it. Oh, I don't like her. I ain't getting her nothing. She looked at me funny. He said stupid stuff. You can't do that. You have to, when God opened a door for you to bless, you got to do it. You got to do it. So that's the bunk of everything. These two chapters was talking about giving. And, you know, it had to be important. It had to be, because it's right here in the Word. And and I haven't read anything yet, but what I get out of it is what God was saying. He had them to pick them rods first from every house, 12 rods. But the one he wanted to bless, his servant, was Aaron, because his rod or whatever the thing was bloomed. It bloomed. So that's why he gave all the heave offerings to Aaron and the tenth offering to Aaron. And he gave all of them to Aaron, and that was good. That was good. Because he is the man of God there. He was the priest there. You know, like I said, I'm not for people just handing me money, because let me tell you something. I ain't putting in Cash App, not one, on my name. But it won't hurt nothing to give to the ministry, to the church. and be a blessing to them where they can bless somebody. When a person comes to the church and have a need, they'll be able to bless somebody. And that's the thing, because the church is the spiritual hospital. When people in need, because, you know, years ago, they didn't have a human resource and public aid office and all this kind of stuff. They didn't have that. They went to the church and got help. We help each other. We didn't have much. But what we had, if Susie May needed it down the street, everybody pitched together and tried to give Susie May what they had. And that's how it's supposed to be. That's what this word of God is talking about. So we have to be really, really mindful of these things. And by doing that with the rod, it really just confirms Aaron and the Levite position and responsibility to God. That's basically what God was doing. He wanted to let everybody know Aaron and the Levite in their position with God. You take all of this and you give to them. Every bit of, even your tenth, give it to them. They'll just know what to do with it, because a lot of times when you do it, they're supposed to take it and split it when whoever need what. They give it to whoever needs. And that's how it should be. That's how it should be. Do we have any more questions or comments? I thank you, Prophetess McKinney, for that testimony. Mm-hmm.
Good evening. Can you hear me good?
I can hear you good.
Okay. I just wanted to say the word of God says that he who gives to the poor, they lend it to the Lord. There is no way we can be God's giving. There is no way. I don't care how you try. You know, we can try to get in a competition with God giving if you want to. Your socks gonna be blessed off. And that's just how it is. God is good and he's faithful to his word. So if we are giving to the poor, we are lending to the Lord, and that is a blessing. That should be the first thing we do, is to give. Jesus Christ, God gave his only begotten son. And then Jesus came and he gave his life for us. So it's all about giving. I don't care giving your time, your talent, if you're good at something, give that. But always try to be a blessing. And sometimes people don't have the funds to give. Well, you give what you have. You give clothes. I know my daughter, she always bring in her nieces and nephews nice big bags of tennis shoes and clothes and different things that. And that's a blessing. Mm-hmm. That is a blessing. So I just wanted to get in at that, on that. You cannot be God-given. I don't care how you try. And a lot of times, the way you give, you may not necessarily receive it back, because, you know, you might give one way, God opening up doors in the other way. Vehicles you didn't think you would ever get financed for be able to get. God just opened up door after door. So I just wanted to get in on that. God bless you.
God, amen. Thank the Lord. That's truly, that's a good, I ain't going to say testimony, but that's a good remark, because God is a good God just like that. And you don't always have to give. That's why I was saying the furniture that the people are giving me now here in Michigan to help the homeless or the needy or whoever they are, this nice furnishing. And I let them know it was donated to our ministry. We just want to bless somebody that needs it, because there were so many families here in Michigan when it was flooding so bad here a month or so ago or two. FEMA just did give them just what they could give them, because there were so many people needing it. So they couldn't give them all what they lost or all what they put on the street. They didn't get back, you see. So somebody may still need some beds, and somebody may need a chest of drawer, and somebody may need a little flat screen for the kids' room. You know, don't know. But if you're willing, and just like I'm finna say, I'm willing to do it. And just like I'm willing, God is opening doors. I got storages. I'm finna get another storage to put that stuff in. So when people need something, they can come to this ministry, not just the Apostle Dean's, but to this ministry, to this church, Life Support Outreach, Life Support Church, and the End Time Men and Women of War, and the Prayer Room Ministry. We need to be able to give. So, you know, it is truly a blessing for our ministry. And don't think God ain't looking. Don't think he's not listening to our heart and knowing if we really true or not about helping people. That's God. I don't know no other thing to do or say, because I'm trying all I can. Even with the Feed the Children, I'm working hard as I can for that 501c3. What they want, I'm going to give it to them. What they want. I got time now. I'm at home. It's going to get what they want. I'm going to have to give them what they want. So in the money, because it do cost money, but that's all right. That's a sacrifice for this ministry. So we'll be able to feed somebody, be able to help somebody. I'm telling you, it's a blessing. And I just thank God for every not testimony, but every remark and testimony on this giving, because that's the only way you're going to make it, because we need stuff ourselves. And if we can't help nobody, or our children may need it, or our grandchildren, I that's what I like to do. I like to store up stuff for my family. So when they see it, if I help this person, when their car stops, maybe the next person help my grandbaby when her car stops. You see what I'm saying? This and you got to do it from your heart, because just like a prophet and seller said, if it ain't in the right spirit, if you ain't, how you may give it, but how you give it, how your heart is, oh, I got to give them. I'm tired. I'm sick and tired of trying to help them. They getting on my nerves. They need to do this and do that. No. You better not have no attitude like that, because if you do, you're not going to get it back. You won't get that back. You can give. When you give, you ain't supposed to look for it back. Not unless they say, I'm going to pay you back. You know, that's when you look for it. But when you give and somebody needs something, you give it. You don't give looking for it back. Even if they give it back, you don't look for it back. Because you can take your blessings back if you want to. You know, people come, they give stuff, they put stuff in, you know, they may pay half or something, and then when the thing over with, here they come. You taking your blessings back. I walk away every time. I don't care what it is. If I had to bless whatever we doing, I'm not touching it. Because when you give, God say, press down, shaking together and running over. And like a prophet seller say, you can never, ever beat him giving. I don't care how hard you try. You can't outbeat God, give God. You can't outgive him. I don't care how you try. Because the more you give, the more God gives to you, and he lets you see it. Bring it to your remembrance. See, I allowed you to do this. Now you got this. You know, and it don't hurt nobody. Store up your treasures in heaven. Store up. Just pile them up. Hallelujah. I don't care how people will. She's just a fool because she started giving people this. I'm just going to be the fool for God and his word and what he want me to do. I know I'm going to be called that because when I start giving this nice furniture out, they're going to be saying, what, she probably don't, I don't care what, I don't care. I don't care. As long as they need it, I'm going to give it to them. I'm going to give it right to them to help somebody get their child up off the floor, off a pallet. You know what I'm saying? It's hard, and it's way hard now. FEMA ain't doing what it's supposed to do. It's hard out here, and they finna try to make it even harder. So we got to try to look out for one another. I'm just telling you, we got to have the heart of Christ and love everybody, and we got to start looking out for each other. Look out for each other. Mm-mm. Not just your kin people, but you look out for the people of God. You look out for who God opened that door and take you to, because he going to do it. He's going to see if you're going to do what you say you're going to do. I know God, and he knows me. And watch, don't he do it. And you're going to don't miss your opportunity. I don't care if it ain't but $2. Well, I got $2. This all I got. I'll give it to you. And then it won't hurt. It's not going to hurt. Any more comments before we get ready to close out? Or questions? I mean, this book of Numbers is packed full of stuff. And I love it because it's good and it's teaching us what we should be doing. And if we don't get it, ain't nobody fault but ours, because it's clearly explaining. It's explaining if you can't help nobody and you don't have the money or you don't have what they need, then God knows that. He knows that. Ain't nothing you can do. But I don't have it. Nothing you can do. So, you know, it's a blessing. It's truly a blessing. So we're going to get ready to get off. I just thank and praise God for each one of you tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your word, God. Thank you for covering us in the shed blood of Jesus. Thank you for encamping your angels all around about us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you for each one that's up under the sound of my voice. God, I ask you to bless they and their families, their household, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to cover them now, God, right now, God, in your blood. Pray for every member of our ministry, of our churches. I pray for them. I pray for your people all over this land and country, God. All over this earth, I ask you to bless them right now with the blessing they stand in need of. Even those that don't like us and don't say our men are evil against us, bless them anyway, God. Bless them. Thank you for your word tonight. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance and upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. You all just go in peace. Have a blessed night. It was a good night tonight. I really enjoyed the word. Amen. Love y'all.
Love you. Good night.
Good night. Love you.
God bless. Love you.
God
good
bless.
Night.
Love you too. Good night. Good night. All right, Nene McKinney, good night. I love you. Have a good night.